Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I have the most amazing guest in my studio. But first, I have to ask you a question. Did you know that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month? St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the 2019 St. Jude Walk Run Charlotte is happening on Saturday, September the 28th in Uptown Charlotte. Now, you know this is a family-friendly 5K that you need to bring the kids out to. We're going to have it on Mint Street between BB&T Park and Romere Bearden Park. Registration's only $10 and children under five free. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Her first name is amazing. So is her last. It's Anastasia Bowden. She is our development representative for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here.
You should have a wand or something. And our next guest, last time he brought a guitar, he didn't have it today. It's Joe McCourt, our volunteer committee member for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Hi, guys. Glad
Hello.
To be back.
I saw you. Last time I saw you, you were on stage singing.
I was. We raised $9,200 for St. Jude that night.
Theater Charlotte allowed you to come in there and
yeah, it was great. They
set up shop.
Allowed us. They donated the space and we went for it.
Well, I feel like so many people are familiar with the name St. Jude, but really getting into what St. Jude does, that's where, you know, people's faces light up when they hear about that. No family ever receives a bill for anything. So not for treatment, travel, housing, or food. And that's really because we want our families to focus on what matters. And that's really helping their child live. So it's always really special to me when I get to talk to, about the mission of St. Jude, and particularly how we're, you know, present here in Charlotte and how families in North and South Carolina are really benefiting from our services. And there's so much work left to be done. So since we are a research hospital, everything that we find, we're immediately sharing with the medical community. So even if we don't have a formal partnership, we like to say that one child saved at St. Jude is thousands elsewhere. So doctors and researchers and nurses are able to use our protocol. The long answer is there are so many different ways they can be involved. The short answer is yes. We have a formal partnership with Novant. We have an affiliate clinic with Hemby Children's Hospital so that families in North in South Carolina can be treated with the same great quality of care at St. Jude with our protocol, still at no cost to the family.
How does one get their child into a program such as St. Jude? Do they have to be referred by a physician? What if we don't have insurance in the beginning to see the physician?
The largest way that families get to St. Jude is through doctor referral. So half of my job is raising money and the other half is spreading that awareness. So in case you ever get that diagnosis for your child, you know to have your doctor ask for St. Jude. Since we're a research hospital, we have to be studying it. The great thing about St. Jude is since we're funded in large part by individual donations, we can study whatever we find. So we don't have a cure for it or there's not a great treatment for it. We're able to study that. So we're free in that aspect. Because we're a research institution, we want to make sure that our results can be used and harvested so you can't have started a treatment elsewhere. If you have, we just ask that you finish that treatment so that we can get a clean slate with you. And then finally, it needs to be a pediatric cancer or childhood disease. There's always an asterisk. So say you're in your early 20s and you develop a type of pediatric cancer, we can see you. And also, once you're a patient at St. Jude, you're always a patient. So we have some patients that be older than 18 that are still being treated. But what I would like to say is that please make sure that if you ever get that diagnosis, you know that St. Jude is a resource to you because we want to make sure we're treating the sickest of the sick and that you do have a place to turn if you ever were to get that diagnosis. The most common type of childhood cancer, it's a mouthful, so bear with me. It's acute lymphoblastic leukemia. ALL for short. So that's the most common type of childhood cancer, but there are far more. And the great thing about ALL is when we opened our doors, it only had a 4% survival rate. Now, more than 50 years later, it's 94%. So 100% is within our grasp. But, you know, there are so many other types of cancers that don't have those great survival rates. So we have to keep working so that one day we can live in a world where no child ever dies from cancer or in the dawn of life.
We want a cure. Mm-hmm. When will we get one? We don't know. We fund, as in community funds, St. Jude. Any government funds? Any state funding?
There is some. About 85% of our contributions are from individual contributions. So like I said, we're able to really study what's needed. So rather than having a pot of money that can only be used for, say, this reason, we don't, and for the large part, don't have that situation. We can really see, okay, this is leading us in this direction. Let's study it. Or these are leading us to these findings. Let's follow that path. I'm not sure if you saw in the news recently, but we found the cure to bubble boy syndrome. And that was because of other research. So we're able to kind of follow where the research is taking us so that we can have the maximum amount of cures without saying you can only look at this in this amount of time with this money. I've always loved giving back. My family always had me doing community service and working with nonprofits from the time I was small. So when I was in college, I knew that I wanted to work for a nonprofit, and I have since.
Are you going to be at the walk?
I will.
All right. So we need to mark the calendars. It's Saturday, September the 28th in Uptown Charlotte. BB&T Park seems to be the place these days.
Oh, it's got the beautiful view of Uptown. Hopefully we'll have a beautiful sunny day in September. We did last year, fingers crossed. And so we get to celebrate all the great work that we've done as a community and push ourselves to do even more.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Usually is a ton of families there. So children and adults and people of all ages. So it's a great day to come out, support St. Jude, and just enjoy yourself.
Called a fun run. So right. There's a clock above the start-finish line, but it's not technically time. So right. If you've got a smart device on your wrist, or if you want to pay attention to the time when you cross the start and when you cross the finish line, go for it. But we've got all ranges of athletes, from competitive runners to people that walk with their friends and family, push a stroller, walk with a dog. You can do it all.
You can walk with your dog.
That's right. You were wondering about that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a dog?
I do not.
Okay, I do not either.
Nor do I.
We need a dog.
You won't
in our
see
life.
Our dogs there, but you will see our friends' dogs.
And $10 is a good fee.
Yes, and that $10 is directly a donation. So you're able to make that $10 and really feel like you're making a difference, because every dollar counts.
Mm-hmm. And that money goes here, there, everywhere.
So the thing about St. Jude is, since they're really funding what's needed, we're looking at, it goes all to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and then they're looking, does this affiliate clinic need money? Does this cancer need money? So when we look at the average amount of money based on patients that we treated here in Charlotte and the average money that our office raises, far more is coming into the community. So rest assured that your money is being used in a great way. We want to make sure that we're using our donor dollars efficiently and effectively, because we're really trying to find the end of childhood cancer. And so we're going to take every dollar and really work towards that.
Well, the great thing is, the night before the walk, Scott Miller, who is my co-producer.
Shout out to Scott.
Friend. Hi, Scott. He was able to get the powers that be in Charlotte to light up the skyline in gold the night before the walk to represent Childhood Cancer Month. I think it's going to be beautiful that night.
If you want something done, call Scott.
Scott Miller.
Mm-hmm. Scott Miller.
He's the man.
What's his number? I'm just kidding.
555.
1212.
Right.
How can we register? What can we do?
If you go to stjude.org/walkcharlotte, you can get registered. Maybe you have a group that you belong to, or maybe your church or your kid's school wants to sign up. You can create a team, or you can register yourself. Like I mentioned, it's a $10 registration fee, but kids 5 and under are free. So that's stjude.org/walkcharlotte. stjude.org/walkcharlotte. I'd hope to see you all out there on Saturday, September 28th. It'll be a great day, and rallying behind the fact that we're trying to end childhood cancer. And there's nothing better than seeing all of the different patient families in the Charlotte area that have really benefited from St. Jude and are in their different stages of treatment, to show that we can celebrate these victories that we've had of these children that have beat cancer, and also rally behind those that are still in the throes of treatment.
Thank you for explaining it all. Yeah, we'll see you guys at the run.
Yes.
The walk run.
The walk run.
I will be walking.
The walk fun run.
Mm-hmm. The fun run.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.